God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. Saints, it's an evil day today. It's already evil, and it's getting more evil every day. And having done all, he said, stand. He said, having done all, comma, to stand. I wanted to put that there because it's a pause there for a reason. He says, and having done all, stop, to stand. So that's what he wants us to do, to stand. You can just throw all the rest of that verse away and just say, to stand. After you've done all you can do, to stand. You know, we must stand. Don't ever relinquish your stand in faith. We're standing in faith. We live by faith. We walk by faith.
All right, family. You have been listening to the Spiritual One Fan broadcast with Evangelist Wonder Bear. You can connect with us on Facebook at Evangelist Wonder Bear. Or you can write us at Evangelist Wonder Bear or Spiritual One Fan Ministries at P.O. Box 5884.
But when we put it all together,
Alexander,
this is what we like to call you, Jesus.
71307. Tune in every Tuesday and Thursday, same time, here on KAYT 88.1. We go deeper in the Word of God.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised Word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
You know, I always... when I was a young boy, I enjoyed going to school when it was raining and stuff like that, because a lot of folk didn't come to school. And the teacher kind of, you know, relaxed and let us, you know, have a little fun. It was just an easier day, you know. And I loved those days. And when I got up and it was raining this morning, I said, well, Lord, here's one of those other beautiful days you made, and the folk who appreciate you will be there, and we're going to praise you and give you glory and honor. But I determined in my heart, in my meditative time, and I heard the Spirit of God saying to me, to share with you this reality, that the devil has been doing his best to, in more ways than one, pull the cover over the people of God's eye and make the people of God, I'm going to share this with you, think that to be holy, you can't be happy. I've never seen so many sad and sorrowful and pitiful looking saints come together to church all, just bent down, broke over. You know, who wants to serve a God like that? The Bible says the joy of the Lord is my strength. Man, I don't care what you're going through. If you've got a God who's gonna bring you through, then what you're moaning and groaning about? Come on, praise your way through it. Give God the glory. Lift your head, lift your hands, and give God the glory. I mean, you look at the world on that way to hell, but they happy as they can be. It may be temporary happiness, but it's happiness. And here we on our way to heaven, and we groaning and moaning like God ain't up in heaven. He done vacated his throne. Come on, people of God. I tell you, the truth of the matter is that we don't realize that we are designed to give God praise. Praise is not a sorrowful thing. It's not a sad thing. It's a joyous thing. The word of God said, that we ought to rejoice in the Lord always. That should not be anything that should keep us from rejoicing. But listen, because when the devil can keep you from rejoicing, he can keep you from enjoying the blessings of the Lord on your life. And I'm just tired of the world having all the fun and enjoying. And I'm just tired of being around sick and sad and sorrowful saints. I mean, if you don't want to be happy, that's your business. But I'm going to be happy. I hope I had some witness to be happy with me. But if not, that's on you. Listen to what the Bible says. Proverbs 17:22, read in our devotional scripture. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. Listen, my brothers and sisters, you ought to be able to laugh a little, enjoy life, be happy because of who you are and because of whose you are. And you ought not let the devil steal your joy. Listen, there are so many things I want to say and I want to share. And I pray that you will allow me the liberty today to just share this message from my heart. Now, we don't need to be all stuffy. We all say, how many of you born again in the house? How many of you saved by the blood of Jesus Christ? How many of you know the Lord knows you? All right, so we got that settled. Now, we ain't got to act all sanctimonious and holier than thou. God knows us. He loves us. He made us. The word is filled with joy, rejoicing, praise, and glory, and all of that. That's a good sign for us, but not many of us reflect that in our lives. There are three observations from this verse, and I want to go on and share some other things. The first one is that there is a contrast between clause A and clause B. The contrast is this, that one is full of merriment. That's the first part, a merry heart. The second part, clause B, is full of misery, a broken spirit. And you know they say misery what? Loves company. But now listen at that. The contrast is merriment and misery. Honestly, if you had to choose one, which one would you choose? Merriment. But why are you sitting here looking miserable? That should be some rejoicing in the house. I choose to be happy. Paul said, and this was when he was going to fight for his life in the courts of King Agrippa, I think myself happy. My life is on the line, and yet I think myself happy. Happy thoughts. I encourage myself. I lift myself up. I think about the better end of things. And it may not end like I wanted to, but I know the best is yet to come because this side is only temporary. God has planned an eternal home, an eternal side, where that would be joy and happiness forever. So even if I don't have it permanently down here, I must get as much of it while I can, and most of it will happen in my mind. I think myself happy. Going through the valley of the shadow of death, I think myself happy. When I'm down and out, sick and troubled, I think myself happy. When the enemies are all around and have encamped against me, I think myself happy. When things aren't going my way, I think myself happy. This is what Paul was saying. Don't let things and circumstances and situations steal your joy. So the contrast is merriment or misery. But then look at, again, another thing, point two, the cheerfulness in the first part, A clause, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. Doeth good. Now, the word merriment means joy, it means gladness, it means happiness, it means cheerfulness. It means those things that uplift you. Uplift you. Laughter is good medicine. Good medicine. You know, a lot of folk, when is the last time you had a real good laugh? Amen. Somebody said this morning, bless your heart. Bless your heart. The Mayo Clinic, the famed Mayo Clinic, lists multiple benefits from laughter. I mean, you would be surprised. You'd do you well to look it up, the effects of laughter on the human body. And you will discover that there are multiple benefits from lowering your pressure, from expanding your blood vessels so blood can flow, circulation happen. It helps your heart. It releases endorphins, the feel-good substance in your body that actually helps your body. It gives you, listen, after a good hearty laugh, your body is in a relax. It releases stress. It brings you to a place. 45 minutes after a good laugh, your body is in a peaceful place, a relaxed place, a good of a feel-good feeling and spirit that comes upon you. Do you know people pay big money to go hear comedians to make them laugh? I mean, you know, laughter is big business. Laughter is, matter of fact, I wanted to be a comedian when I was younger. I really did. The Lord had different plans for me, but I wanted to be a comedian, and I every time I get a chance to enjoy life and speak joy and peace and I do it because life is too short and filled with too much misery. I love to be around happy people. I hate, consequently, to be around folk who are always sad, doom-filled. Everything is dark. Everything is wrong. Everybody's no good. Nothing is right. Man, that mess with your spirit bad. I hate to talk to folk every time. How you doing? Well, Pastor. Man, do you ever have a good day? Is the Lord ever good to you? Does the sun ever shine in your life? I mean, those are the kind of folk I like to avoid like the plague. I'm serious, because you can't do nothing to pick them up. They got a made up mind. I'm going to be sad and mad, and you can't do nothing about it. I don't like to be around folk like they mess your spirit up. Cheerfulness, a cheerful heart will help you to live longer and enjoy the life you live better. Be happy. In 1988, that song took the charts everywhere you went. Bobby McFarlane was talking about, don't worry. Be happy. And man, the melody of the song was a happy melody. Joyful. 1988. And yet, it still has a true message resonating today. Don't worry. Don't worry. Be happy. I'm going to sing a little bit of that. Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it full of hope. Don't worry. Be happy. In this life, some rain must fall. But all believers have got to call. Don't worry. This is my song, I'm telling you. Be happy. Don't you worry, be happy. Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do. Come on, join me. You can be happy. Do, 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 do. Uh-huh. Be happy. Do, do, do. I know some of you church folk are cringing, but that's all right. You'll be okay after a while. Listen. Everybody, we all have pain. But I got to tell you, no pain, no gain. Don't worry. Be happy. At times you say you have no friend, but that's the time Jesus steps in. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't you worry, be happy now. Do, do, do. Don't worry. Be happy. Let me tell you this. Listen, let me break it right quick. Listen. Sometimes the devil knock you down, but trying to turn your smile to a frown. But don't worry. Be happy. This the time the Lord picks you up and gives the devil an upper cup. So don't worry. Be happy. Don't you worry, be happy now. Oh yeah, yeah, I feel it coming. Somebody gonna smile after a while. One more time. Ah, oh, feel good, feel good. It's okay to feel good. Ah, yeah. Listen, I ain't saying my song. I know you worry, but don't worry. Don't worry. Be happy, be happy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. One more time, one more time. Oh, don't worry, don't worry. Don't do it. Don't make, don't put a frown on your face. Don't frown. You bring everybody down. Don't worry, be happy now. Good. All right. Now that was my little rendition, my little version. I just want you to know that it's all right. It's all right. Now you might not remember, and I know you should remember that, because if you don't remember that, I know everywhere I went, man, in the store, in the supermarket, in the mall, in the restaurant. This boy, Pharrell, I think his name is, the happy song. That was it. Happy, 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 just happy, 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 happy. And then I finally paid attention to some of the words. And here's what I want you to know, that all secular songs are not bad. There is a message, and that's what I listen for, the message. The music gonna make you move. It's gonna make you bounce. It's gonna make you clap. It's gonna bring you joy or bring you down. But it's the message in the music. And when he was saying, because I'm happy, clap along. If you feel that, like a room, what is it? Yeah, you see that? My saints know that. If you feel like a room without a roof, because I'm happy, clap along. If you feel like happiness is the truth, because I'm happy, clap along. If you know what happiness is all, no, what happiness is to you, because I'm happy, clap your hands or clap along. If you feel like that's what you want to do. Because I'm happy, 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 happy. Now, why is all of this? Because, and listen, that was another big, now how many of y'all heard that song? Just clap if you've heard that one. Of course you have. But yet, listen, happiness is a byproduct of what happens. But joy underneath the skin can be there when things are not happy, things are not good. And when you have a merry heart, you can laugh when ain't nothing funny to the world. But it's because the Lord shows you at the end you win, no matter how far you've fallen down, no matter what's going on in your life. Try to be happy. Look for reasons to smile. Look for reasons to have, you know, an expression of joy and happiness in your life. Stop always looking for the bad and the worst, looking downward and looking for the things that depress you. God wants you to live life with fullness of joy. My message today simply is laugh a little. There are people today who, like any of us, could have been dead sleeping in our graves. But they press past their pain. They press past their problem. They press past the trouble of cancer in their bodies. And they won. And joy, listen, you have joy when death comes to your door and God won't allow him to open it. You begin to enjoy every day like it is the best day that you have. I don't care what it looks like outside, because the joy is on the inside. And if you ain't got Jesus, you ain't got no joy. But if you got Jesus, you got the kind of joy that picks you up and turns you around and lifts you up to higher grounds. You ought to be able to give him praise for the joy that's on the inside of you. And the last point. But a broken spirit, I got to speak to this. But a broken spirit drieth the bone. And that simply means when your spirit is broken, it literally is counterproductive. Because those who are down bring down everybody around them that loves them and that's trying to lift them up. If you allow your spirit to become broken, it's the time when Satan wreaks havoc in your life. When your spirit is broken, I mean, it seems like the world sits on your shoulder and presses you further and further down. When your spirit is broken, there is no light, there is no joy, there is no peace, there is nothing good in nothing. And that's a place you don't want to be. It's a dark place. It's a place of depression. It's a place of oppression. And that's where Satan wants us to be. Listen, he may knock you down, but the Jesus in you will pick you up. And like the words of my little song, when Jesus pick you up, he will give the devil an uppercut. And you need to know, you ain't got to fight him. The battle ain't yours. It is the Lord's. So I can smile, I can praise, I can rejoice. Even though the situation might look grim, I'm on the side of the winner. I am a victor. And here's what I love about it. I am more than a conqueror. Well, what does that mean? That means when he gets through conquering, he's going to give me the stuff that he took from the battle. I didn't have to fight for it. He fought it and gave it to me. Now, if that's not being more than a conqueror, you tell me what is. And if that's not enough to rejoice about it, you tell me what is. Because listen, nothing better does the Lord want than you to sing, shout, and be happy about what he has done, what he is doing, and what he shall do in your life. And for that, we ought to be happy. Give God a real hand of praise. Amen. And that's my little simple message for us today. It was a light message, but it was an encouraging message. It was designed for you. Woke up this morning. Good. That's right. That's a reason to be happy. Woke up, got health and strength. That's a reason to be happy. In my right mind, Lord knows that's a reason to be happy. I mean, you can just go down the list. You know, so to God be the glory. The doors of the church are open. Whoever you are, my brothers and sisters, don't let the devil keep you in a dark and depressed way. You can think yourself happy. See, there are some things that God's done for you that nobody else might know about. And you can smile because, Lord, if they only knew how good God has been to me. I might not have what you have, but I got news for you. What I have, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. Joy unspeakable.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is the Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast,